Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I wanted to start out this morning, talking about the craziness of what's going on here in the city of New Orleans. Just when you think you've got a process where there's a lot of work put into the budget, a lot of moving parts, very difficult times trying to figure out who's on first, what's on second, how much money do we have, are we in a deficit posture? If so, how much? That number started from somewhere around just shy of $100 million, and it's now turned out to be $220 million, right? Pretty big move, right? But yet, Mayor LaToya Cantrell, in spite of all the work, in spite of all the transparency, there was no hiding the ball. She claims that this was all done in secret. This was the worst-kept secret in America, right? Helena Miranda, I think, was on my show twice. Once, for sure, going over the budget, and then once preliminarily about what they were thinking about in the aftermath of her election. I don't know who else she needs to tell. She spoke to the TV media and print media multitude of times talking about what she was going to propose. Why she was proposing it, and why these were basically the only options that she had at this time, right? So the mayor says that she has the responsibility to ensure that New Orleans operates with a balanced, sustainable, and legally sound budget. Now, what confuses me about that statement is, did she just come to that realization after 8 years? Now, in December of 2025, as she approaches the last day of her administration, my birthday, hoorah, just now, she's come to the realization that she has this responsibility? Really? Can you have a crazier statement than that? I ask you. When the last 3 months we haven't been able to figure out, nor has her administration internally been able to articulate the number that we actually are relative to the deficit. But this is a responsibility that she has to ensure that New Orleans operates with a balanced, sustainable, and legally sound budget. This is the woman that adopted a budget, right, that had little or no money for overtime. And based on historical spend, one would think that you would at least put a number somewhat close to that. But no, that wouldn't end up being a balanced budget. That would have required that there had to have been cuts somewhere else, where this activist mayor is not about that. She wants to be all things to all people. She's the knight in shining armor. She's going to come in to save the day, right? She is Mighty Mouse. We just didn't realize to what extent she was. She plugged more numbers in the budget. For her to make this statement is idiotic and stupid. Quite frankly, she thinks we're all stupid. That we would believe any of this gobbledygook that's coming out of her mouth at this point in time. We may have the single most ignorant mayor in the entire country. I read newspapers of major cities across this country every day. And in the immediate aftermath of having to call in the legislative auditor in order to get into the books, delve into the city finances, into the ledgers, into the statements, in order to determine the amount of deficit that we have, and immediately in the aftermath of that, she vetoes a budget that everybody in the world knows was not her budget. It was put together by the council under the leadership of Helena Moreno. Right? That she now has the responsibility to ensure that New Orleans operates with a balanced, sustainable, and legally sound budget. This is a hateful woman. This is a woman that doesn't give a damn about anybody that lives in the city of New Orleans. This is a woman that's going about this with spite, with evil in the heart. She didn't care about this city. She's a joke. I hope people think long and hard again. When elections come around, elections have consequences. And the consequence of this vote for this woman, especially when she ran for the second time, right? Having beat back a recall petition and otherwise because of a whole list of fumbles over and over and over again, we put her back in office. We should be proud because we now have the badge of shame on our chest of a $220 million deficit. And we're now going to be jumping around here trying to figure out who's on first, what's on second, and how we're going to pull ourselves out of this particular challenge and situation as we move forward. Then to add insult to injury, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, we have this roads program. So we now have become a city of having a spattering of dirt roads, right? And these dirt roads may be something that we have for a lengthy period of time. And we should be proud of that. Because if our goal, as articulated by Mayor LaToya Cantrell, was to become more like a third world country, we're there. We're on the cusp. We got it within our reach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We lie to the constituency over and over and over again. We have them believe that we have our eye on the ball, and we come out with these ridiculous statements that collectively, when the members of the council work really hard, take a multitude of votes that they ordinarily don't take in order to be able to post up a budget, the mayor says that they did it in secret. And the mayor is critical of the budget proposal, which she said was crafted in secret and without the input of top officials in her administration. Now, let me ask you this. If you had the choice of consulting with individuals that have an experience set and a history of success, as opposed to recently revealed deficiencies, inefficiencies, and just downright stupid acts by members of the administration, does it surprise you that no one checked in with her top administrative officials that just put us in a $220 million deficit? Is that where I want to go for my advice? Do I want to go to those people and get advice from them when we had to pull in the legislative auditor? Again, not to repeat myself, but this is extraordinary for this kind of thing to happen, right? Because they can't make heads or tails of where any of the money is. And on this show and on every TV and print media outlet, they have given examples of the administration going before the council and just flat out misleading the council as to the state of the finances of the city of New Orleans. And these are the people that she is going to defend as she's walking out the door, not to belabor the point, but on my birthday, January 11th, hoorah! But we're stupid. We don't know any better. We have an incredibly short memory. We can't remember 60 days ago where we can't put a number as to the deficit. And it continued to grow, and it leaped and here and there, and it ends up at $222 million, which I think was just revealed 2 weeks ago, right? After more extensive work being conducted by the incoming mayor's administration as well as the city council. So this veto and this public criticism is nothing more than hate, than being spiteful, than being a spoiled, rotten brat child who's going to pick up their marbles and leave, and she's going to go out with no legacy. I mean, none at all. You know, and I said this many times. Her lasting legacy could have been this incredible transition period of working and being open and transparent and cooperative and everything else, but not this woman. No way, no how. What's also interesting to me is she talks about that a lot of this was never vetted, right, by the city's revenue estimating conference. Well, the reason it wasn't vetted, Madam Mayor, is because your administration couldn't pull the numbers together in order to adopt a budget. I don't know how you adopt a budget, and you don't even know how much of a deficit you have. You're just shooting in the dark, right? Or maybe you did know, because it seems as though your plan did call for $200 million in cuts. Ooh, that's very close to that $220 million deficit and a 30% reduction to many departments, right? So you gave yourself a little bit of a cushion. Maybe you did know how bad this situation was, but you just didn't want to reveal, and you were hoping to skate through the end of this process without anybody ever knowing any better. In an attempt to actually make us all look like a bunch of babbling idiot fools. But we got the last laugh this time. Not you. And what was even more disappointing to me is a member of the council, Oliver Thomas, who says in the NOLA.com article, District E Councilmember Oliver Thomas called Cantrell's veto a slick legislative move. That's exactly what we want from this woman, is a slick move, right? Arguing a veto override absolves Cantrell of any responsibility for the budget. Whose world are you living in? Do you think anybody is going to absolve Cantrell of anything? She's the cause of a budget that had to be put together in a very quick period of time to stop the bleeding in order to get some financing, interim financing, from the state of Louisiana, which otherwise they were reluctant to do so. And because of the hard work of a number of people going up there hat in hand, trying to pull it together for the benefit of the voting public. She's not going to be resolved of anything. And this was no secret. Did you really believe, Councilmember Thomas, that this was not your budget? That it was not the council's budget? That collectively worked hard on putting this together? This was no secret to anybody. It's a shrewd move on her part, because now the council has to override her. That shouldn't be difficult at all. Are you afraid that you're going to consume some political capital? Are you not reading the room? Why don't we poll that issue this week? Because maybe everybody's got to feel better about this as a result of a poll. Let's lick our fingers, stick it up in the air, and let's see which way the wind is blowing to see whether or not the mood of the citizens of the city of New Orleans is that you should override this veto and maybe give her the last defeat of the last official act that this crazy person takes as the mayor of the city of New Orleans. That would be a proud moment, I would think. I would be chomping at the bit to override this veto, to take ownership and embrace the consequence of my actions, to show the public that I'm willing to consume political capital to try and address the ills of idiocracy and stupidity that has been going on for years. Slick? Shrewd? She's going to outflank you? Not any day. Not any given day. And if she wants to see who's going to out-ick one another on this issue, well, it ain't going to be her. Certainly not if I was on the council. There's nothing slick and there's nothing shrewd about this at all. This is deflection. It's denial. It's evasion. And it's now time for this council to send this mayor the last and final message. We're not going to take your it any longer. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.